Congressman Ford for you.
Fine, I'll get him first.
You were.
Hello.
Just wanted to express my appreciation for your note. Tell you to keep the faith and tell the guys, goddammit, to get off their ass and start fighting back.
Well, we're going to, Mr. President, and you did a hell of a job last night, and, wasn't any other way I could express it this morning, but, you've got a hell of a lot of friends up here, both Republican and Democrat, and, don't worry about anybody being sunshine soldiers or summer patriots.
Never Jerry Ford.
Well.
Okay, boy. Just wanted you to know that I deeply appreciated the little note, and I saw it, and I was most moved by it.
Well, anytime you want me to do anything, under any circumstances,
right.
You give me a call, Mr.
See, I had to do what I did. It was the most painful thing I've ever done to take two totally innocent men and sack them, but they had to be sacked.
Yeah. Well, it just made me sit there damn near cry because I knew the problem it was, and I think both of them have done a good job despite one of these damn critics.
But they had to be done, and they should have done themselves, but then I had to do it myself.
Yeah, well, we'll stand by you
But if you could get a few of the congressmen and senators to speak up and say a word, for Christ's sakes. I mean, you got Percy out saying a special prosecutor, the asshole, he's running for president.
Sure.
Good God. Elliot Richardson is a special prosecutor. You know that.
That's right.
Can't you get a few, Jerry?
We had about four fellows, Mr. President, who came to me on the floor of the House during the speeches and said that they were going to speak up. And I said, you go ahead and speak up or put it in the record any way you want it. Just get a press release out. And I assumed...
That's right.
Ham Fish was one, and that pleased me. Forgotten who the other two were, but... There'll be
right,
a record, and,
Well, you stand firm, old boy.
Don't worry.
All right, thank you.
Mr. President.